Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Wall Street Breakfast, your daily source of market news and analysis. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher.
Good morning. Today is Wednesday, December 11th, and I'm your host, Steve Brown. Our top stories today: Aramco becomes world's largest listed company, 737 Max whistleblower goes public for first time, and funding the EV revolution through gas guzzlers. Leading today's news: writing a new chapter in IPO history, Aramco shares rose 10%, the daily limit, to 35.2 reals in Riyadh, raising the company's valuation to $1.88 trillion and propelling the Saudi Tadawul Exchange into the top 10 global financial markets. The start of the trading of the state-backed oil giant marks the end of a near four-year saga that's been linked with Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman's Vision 2030. The plan hopes to diversify the economy away from energy by pumping funds into megaprojects and industries like tourism and entertainment. Ed Pearson, a former manager on the Boeing 737 MAX line, who warned of production trouble, will testify today before the U.S. House Transportation and Infrastructure Committee. All my internal warning bells are going off, and for the first time in my life, I'm sorry to say that I'm hesitant about putting my family on a Boeing airplane, Pearson wrote to management before the first 737 MAX incident. The aircraft has been grounded since March after two fatal crashes in 5 months killed 346 people. As the industry moves toward electric vehicles, profits from large SUVs will help pay for investments, according to General Motors President Mark Roos. On that note, the automaker, which owns close to 70% of the U.S. large sport utility market, unveiled its 2021 Chevrolet Tahoe and Suburban. GM has also sided with the Trump administration in a fuel economy dispute with California, which has sued to maintain stronger Obama-era standards. Aiming to secure domestic supplies of minerals used to make military weapons and electronics, the U.S. Army plans to fund construction of rare earths processing facilities, according to government documents seen by Reuters. The move marks the first financial investment by the U.S. military into commercial-scale rare earths production since the Manhattan Project built the first atomic bomb during World War II. UCOR, Texas Mineral Resources, and a joint venture between the Linus and privately held Blue Line are expected to respond to the proposals. U.S. stock index futures are still in a holding pattern as investors guess whether the U.S. and China will announce some form of a trade deal before Sunday. Eyes are also on the Fed's last policy meeting of 2019. The central bank is expected to keep rates steady after completing a year-long U-turn that saw it abandon a tightening cycle and lower borrowing costs three times. A key indicator of inflation trends, the Consumer Price Index, will additionally be released this morning and is predicted to be in line with the Fed's 2% annual inflation target. The Trump administration will push hard on passing USMCA before the end of the year, White House spokeswoman Stephanie Grisham declared, after U.S. House Democrats backed a renegotiated version of the trade agreement. The updated deal aims to improve enforcement of worker rights and hold down prices for biologic drugs by eliminating a patent provision. Besides clearing the U.S. Congress, Mexico's Senate must approve the modifications, as well as the Canadian Parliament. Sterling inched lower overnight to $1.31 after YouGov's final pre-election forecast predicted fewer conservative net gains than in previous estimates. Party leaders are touring the country today in one final push for votes before polling stations open tomorrow at 7 a.m. Hours earlier, Prime Minister Boris Johnson plowed a British flag-themed digger, marked Get Brexit Done, through a styrofoam wall with gridlock written on it, vowing to demolish 3 years of stalemate over Brexit. Big tech probes to wrap up in 2020. While the DOJ reviews aren't limited to antitrust worries, it is a front and center concern, according to U.S. Attorney General William Barr. We started in earnest in July. It's been moving very quickly. We're talking very broadly with people and getting a lot of input from people in the industry and experts and so forth, he told the Wall Street Journal's CEO Council. The investigations cover Facebook, Google, Amazon, and Apple. NBC Universal has landed more than $1 billion in national advertising commitments for the 2020 Summer Olympics in Tokyo, reflecting double-digit growth over where it was pacing 8 months before the 2016 Olympics in Rio de Janeiro. There's fresh interest as well, with more than half of advertisers committing to slots being new to the Games. Next summer is additionally expected to be a hot one for media, with an approaching U.S. election and proximity to the Democratic and Republican national conventions. As of 6:20 a.m. today, the Dow and crude oil are set to open in the red, with the S&P 500 and NASDAQ flat and gold slightly up. On today's economic calendar, the Consumer Price Index is out at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please be sure to rate and review it below. Your feedback is deeply appreciated.
That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Behind the Idea, Essay for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Marketplace Roundtable on those platforms as well. Have a great day.